This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I hope you had a good weekend. I bet you did have a really great weekend, and you felt good, but you just didn't quite know how to put your finger on it. It was like, Kevin, there's something good in my life, but I just don't quite know what it is. And I'm going to make you kind of jog some memory for you, some things that might help you, because I'm going to bet over this last weekend, you felt a bit safer. Yeah. The world for you, unbeknownst to you, was a bit safer because we got news that Brian Laundrie was found. Brian Laundrie, you know, the guy who theoretically killed Gabby Petito, you know, white girl gone. Welcome, Americans. Welcome, human beings, to a much safer world. You're listening to Kevin Jackson of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, and I like to bring good news to you, especially right after the weekend. I always want you to feel like you're getting something that, some information that you might not get elsewhere. And let me just say, Brian Laundrie was not only found, he was found dead. And see, that's that feeling you were having where you were like, man, why do I feel like I could go to the grocery store and feel safe? And I didn't need my mask. It was like I reached for my mask, but I didn't. I reached for my mask. I was like, I don't think I need my mask today. Yeah, Brian Laundrie, dead. And he's been dead for some time. They found, like, decayed body. I mean, I didn't get a whole lot of detail. Welcome, everybody. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. If you want to give us a buzz, 844-551-8255. I don't have a whole lot of details about this rogue white boy who was running around America scaring people, particularly white girls. Well, at least one, right? I mean, come on. We know the science of Brian Laundrie. I mean, if he can scare one white girl, he can certainly scare more. I mean, that's the science, silly. Yeah. I know that Chicago, Baltimore, Detroit, D.C., San Antonio in the Liberty Town, Boston in a Baton Rouge felt much safer. Not to go all Huey Lewis on you, but they felt much safer that white boy was found, and he was found dead. He got frontier justice. Something happened to him. I don't know what. But that dude, well, he was a terror. Because as you all know, when a white girl goes missing, we got to stop everything, Gabby Petito. I'm just saying. And the search was on for Brian Laundrie. Where is he? He was spotted in Cincinnati. He was spotted going up Highway 66 route. He was spotted on Diners, Dives, and Drives. Was it Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives? What's the show with Guy Fieri? Was he hanging out with Guy Fieri eating burgers before he succumbed to the elements? I don't know. I don't have the details. That's not what this show is about. This show is about the biggest existential threat to mankind, which is when a white girl goes missing. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. No, the biggest existential threat to mankind is white men like Brian Laundrie. That's what it was. That's what it is. Yeah, thanks. It's good to have producers that remind you what the biggest existential threats are to mankind. Because how would we know otherwise unless, where'd you guys get that information? Off the internet? You got it off the internet? Okay, good. We can believe that, right? We can believe the internet. Anyway, we got this news from the FBI. It was over the last week. I couldn't cover it then. I was afraid. I didn't know whether I should let you people know. Because, you know, if I gave you misinformation about Brian Laundrie being officially dead and Snopes found out and I was fact-checked, well, you know, it would have been bad for me, the non-journalist, the guy who gives opinions about the crazy stuff that's going on in the world and these big existential threats, like, you know, the biggest existential threat in the world, which is white girls have gone missing, which is only superseded by the biggest existential threat in the world, which is white men. And, of course, that's superseded by, well, the biggest existential threat to mankind, which is, of course, global climate change. Oh, no, I'm sorry. The biggest existential threat to man is white cops killing black people. That's the one. That's the one we were looking for. Anyway, it's solid. Brian's gone. Gone too soon. This story says the FBI confirmed late Thursday that the remains found Wednesday in a Florida nature preserve belonged to Brian Laundrie, the fiancé of Gabby Petito, whose own remains were found last month in Grand Teton National Park. So let's just connect some dots. So they were in Utah or somewhere, and then Brian dispatches of Gabby, because, you know, white men are a big threat to white girls, so he kills her. Then he drives down to Florida, where, I don't know, he gets killed by an alligator, or maybe a mafioso took him. Her name is Petito. I'm just saying. So he gets killed in Florida, and they find his body, his remains. They said the agency, this is the FBI, you know. Doesn't it give you really good feeling that the FBI made this case a priority? Because you know this was a big deal. Yeah. So they made it a priority. They tracked this guy down. They put in all kinds of resources, probably using, you know, agency resources in Utah and whatever the states are from Utah to Florida. They tracked his whereabouts. They looked for his receipts. They found out where he had gas. They found out where he passed gas. They found this man and got him off the streets. Who knows? Maybe they had Hillary Clinton dispatch him. I don't know. But he's gone. Gone too soon. Oh, man. So they compared his dental records. I mean, this went full bore. And they compared his dental records. And now we know for a fact that a white dude has been... He's going to pay for his crimes. And like I said earlier, it's so good that this makes the world a better place. I mean, all Detroit, Chicago, all these places are much safer now that they found this guy. And thank you for listening to me explain it, because I wanted you to feel safer too. Speaking of safe, KevinJacksonNetwork.com is your safe space. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
When I jump back on this Build Back Better, which we talked about much in the first hour, and we got a little bit, I decided to change pace and talk a little bit about Alec Baldwin. And because, again, Build Back Better, gun control, et cetera, et cetera. And now we got prop guns shooting people. By the way, on the Alec Baldwin thing, now that we're back on that subject, because we took another departure and talked about Brian Laundrie, he was found, and it's a safer world out there. Build back better. But anyway, yeah, so there was a joke. So actually, this lady thought it was, she posed this as a serious argument. She says, what if a Trump supporter loaded that fake prop gun with real bullets to get Alec Baldwin in trouble? And I said, well, you know what? Let's go even further. What if it was Donald Trump who was playing Alec Baldwin to get back at him for all the times that Baldwin played him on Saturday Night Live? And what if Trump shot these people in the, you know, is a Alec Baldwin lookalike? Let's just go even further with this lunacy, right? Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to it's KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Having some fun. Oh, man, crazy leftism. Crazy leftism. You don't have to look far to see the irony, the hypocrisy of the left. This is why they lose people all the time. This is why they have to be like a cult.
You leave and we will track you down. You think Scientology is bad? Leah Remini, let me tell you, Scientology ain't got nothing on leftism. Man, leftists will absolutely try to not only destroy you, they will try to kill you. Oh, and not even try sometimes. They succeed. You cannot leave it. And there's a level where you get a, you know, in other words, if you're a bottom feeder leftist, you can go and there'll be ramifications. You'll lose all your friends. You'll probably lose your job. You know, somebody might poison your dog or whatever. But, you know, I mean, if you're okay with that stuff, that's the way you leave. By the way, if you want to leave conservatism, and let me tell you how what you do. You just go out, I don't believe it anymore, and you go become a lefty. It's rare, but from what I hear, it does happen. But I will tell you, that's more rare than black conservatives or unicorns. I guarantee you it is. So, you know, you can leave us, but you can't leave them. And at that lower level, you know, they kill your dog, they poison your food or whatever. You lose your job. You certainly lose your friends. Maybe you can't see your family. But if you, when you get to a certain level of leftism, there's no going back. There's no leaving. And it doesn't matter what it is. There is no leaving. Hillary Clinton level, you can't leave. You might raise your kids exactly conservative. Madonna raised her child like conservatives. Chaperoned at parties, wouldn't let her date, wouldn't let her watch her own videos. But that was for her daughter. Lourdes, not for your kids. No, she wants you to sell her nonsense to your children's. And people did. They bought it. Many of these leftists, that, you know, profess to be these big-time hardcore leftists. If you follow them around, they are so conservative, it would blow your mind. They don't believe in any of the things they talk about. Trust me, they don't. But when they get out in front of the camera, oh boy, they have the hijabs on. Behind the scenes, they're walking around in bikinis, having pool parties, you know, swingers. But when they get in front of the camera, man, they are strict. Ooh, they got the hijabs and, you know, and they're very submissive to their husbands. And, you know, oh, I'm doing Indian, but you know what I'm saying? They are fronts. They are not, don't believe anything they tell you. Behind the scenes, boy. In an effort to protect the American public from its demented fake president, DHS is going to build a wall around Biden's beach house. Did you know Biden had a beach house? Yeah. Joe Biden's got a beach house. He has a place. I don't. Does anybody know how many places? Because I'm telling you, Biden has multiple houses. He's John McCain now. And this wall they're going to build around him, you know, believe me, it seems like it's to protect the American people, Biden, from people coming in. But I think they're building it for our safety. Here's what the New York Post reported. The DHS awarded Turnstone Holdings, Inc. a $456,540 contract to purchase and install security fencing. The price that they're going to pay for the security fencing to keep Joe Biden away from the public is more than the average person's home. You paying attention? Unbelievable. He said, that blows my mind. I'm selling my home in St. Louis for just slightly above that. Biden wants to make sure none of those illegals that have come into this country would dare come near his beachfront property estate, especially them Cubans and those Haitians. See, they come by sea. So Biden's you 1.7 million illegals that try to get into this country? Don't you dare come to my fence. Don't you dare come to my border wall. Do you understand the irony of Joe Biden building a border wall around his beachfront property, but he won't build a border wall to protect you? Americans are facing a border crisis. And this clown halts construction of Donald Trump's border wall. We got a million new people that they estimate have come into this country under Biden's watch. And he has the nerve. I'm just telling you, I got to give it to him. He borrowed somebody's cojones, and he's building a fence while he unbuilds a fence to protect you. That, my friends, that's a big baller move right there. Personal security for Biden. But he hasn't visited the border. You know what he said? Well, I haven't had a whole lot of... here's what he said. This is an actual quote. I haven't had a whole hell of a lot of time to get down there. What have you been doing, Joe? He got his priorities. He's got to get his priorities straight. Nah, that border thing, that's nothing compared to this vaccine mandate. That's where I'm spending my time. Oh, and I got to correct all this racial stuff. So I'm dedicating this to CRT. Or, you know, I got to get critical race theory into the government. And I got to do some more civil rights stuff for black folks. I want people to understand how much black folks love me. They love me more than they did baby black Jesus. Did you see how many votes I got? Yeah, I got 81 million votes, more than any other president. Yeah, there's your proof, Donald Trump. There's your proof, Barack Obama. Yep, make America suck again. That's what Biden's doing. So what are your thoughts? Biden getting a wall at a time when he doesn't want to protect you. At a time where not only does he not want to protect you, he's mandating that you take the risk of losing your life over a shot. He's curtailed your rights to move around the country. He doesn't even make these illegals that come into this country get any type of shots. There's no talk of vaccine passports for him. Look, I'm not going to get into it because I don't believe anybody needs to get this shot. And I'm, not only do I believe it, I'm not getting it. You can put me in jail or kill me. I'm not getting it. As far as I'm concerned, it's the mark of the beast. Anyway, more to talk about when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than Sunny-Bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden continuing his overseas trip, the president meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron, the two discussing the relationship between the United States and France regarding a controversial United States-Australia submarine deal earlier this summer.
What happened was, to use an English phrase, was clumsy. I was under the impression that France had been formed long before.
Biden also throwing Australia under the bus by saying, I had been under the impression long before that France had been informed. Inflation's hitting a number that's not been seen since 1991. The Commerce Department saying the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index rose 0.3% in September. And you're listening to USA Radio News. It could take weeks to determine the cause of Brian Laundrie's death. From the USA Radio News Cape Cod Bureau, Chris Barnes explains.
It could be several weeks before the manner and cause of death is known when it comes to Brian Laundrie, Gabrielle Petito's fiancé. An autopsy on the remains of Laundrie were inconclusive, but the results of another examination by an anthropologist are still pending. Partial skeletal remains were found and identified as those of Laundrie's, found last week in a swampy section of southeast Florida where he was known to have been camping at the time.
Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is expected to turn himself into authorities next month. Back in August, the Democrat stepped down after multiple women accused him of sexual harassment. He's now facing a misdemeanor sex charge of forcibly touching a woman. Cuomo's expected to turn himself into the Albany County Sheriff's Office on November 17th. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Yeah. All right. Ready? All right. Here it goes. I attended the Trump School of Real Estate, and I also attended Hunter Biden's School for Gifted Crackheads. And hands down, Hunter Biden's School for Gifted Crackheads is, without question, the best thing I've ever done. First of all, there are no class schedules. We just waited around until enough crackheads showed up to smoke, and voila, class was in. Yes. Second, the way you graduate is cool. See, all you need to do is agree to give 20% of your crackhead earnings to the big guy and sign a life insurance policy for $5 million. Listen, the big guy is the beneficiary. Then simple as that, bada bing, bada boom, you graduate. So, as a proud graduate of the Hunter Biden School for Gifted Crackheads, I say, I hope to see you there next semester.
This message sponsored by the United Crackheads College Fund. The crackhead mind is a terrible thing to waste.
For more of the most popular radio show in all of Africa, go visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Speaking of Hunter Biden, the media covered him in a very unique way, the Renaissance man, the crackhead turned art ingenue. And I'd like you to hear this. You make up your own minds about how you feel the media covered Hunter the crackhead.
There's no evidence that Hunter Biden has done anything wrong.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing between by Joe Biden or by Hunter Biden.
There's no evidence that Joe Biden actually did anything wrong or did anything to sway things in Hunter Biden's favor. He's denied that his son ever lobbied him for anything. There is nothing wrong that Vice President Biden did.
President Trump has falsely accused your son of doing something wrong while serving on a company board in Ukraine. I want to point out there's no evidence of wrongdoing by either one of you.
There is no evidence that anybody did anything illegal regarding the Bidens and Ukraine, and Joe Biden was carrying out U.S. policy.
President Trump wanted dirt on Joe and Hunter Biden. Trump's claims about wrongdoing here are unsubstantiated. We have looked. Lots of outlets have looked.
Hunter Biden did nothing wrong. Vice President Biden did nothing wrong. And every single media outlet has said that there's no there to these allegations. Allegations, lies, and smears.
PolitiFact found no evidence to support the idea that Joe Biden advocated with his son's interests in mind.
It's true that there's no evidence of any wrongdoing by Vice President Biden or that Hunter Biden broke any laws at all.
What it confirms is that Hunter Biden is a person of integrity.
Hunter has done nothing wrong.
I've never read a memoir like this one before. This is Hunter Biden's book, Beautiful Things. It's breathtaking.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing by either Joe or Hunter Biden.
A bogus investigation of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden.
Let's be clear, Hunter Biden didn't do anything illegal, and his father, the vice president, didn't do anything illegal or unethical.
It demonstrates the lifetime of integrity that have been represented by the Bidens for their entire careers.
My son did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. What'd you think? What do you think about that mashup? They did nothing wrong. Nothing. Hunter Biden's done nothing. Nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. The dude is on camera snorting coke. He's on camera with prostitutes. He's on camera talking about a notebook computer that he knows the Russians stole from him. Some Russian prostitute helped him to get her. So I don't know the details of it. We've got him using the N-word on camera. We've got him talking about crimes that and who he's been in business with. He talked about being in cahoots with the top Chinese spy. We know for a fact he's been paid by the Ukrainians and the Russians and the Chinese, etc. I mean, I don't even know how much more information and evidence you can have against the guy. And this is that was the media mashup. And what's funny about it is you pay attention to it, they use the same language. Done nothing wrong, done nothing wrong, done nothing wrong. They didn't say he's innocent. They go, done nothing wrong, done nothing wrong, done nothing wrong. Because, see, done nothing wrong is a matter of interpretation. He's innocent, isn't. Yeah, everybody knows he's guilty of something. And it's in your face. But that's not even what I want to talk about. I want to talk about Joe Biden because the Democrats need to stop playing games. They need to put Joe Biden out to pasture. And they should have done it years ago. But as I like to remind you guys, he was the best candidate. A dang near 80-year-old buffoon, a clown, a demented, brain-dead moron. He was the best candidate for them to do the big cheat on. They couldn't do the big cheat on Kamala Harris. They couldn't do the big cheat on Pete Booty Boy. They couldn't do the big cheat on Andrew Yang. They couldn't. All the candidates they had, that was the best. You should take heed in that, folks, that's the best they got. But I want you to listen to this little clip of Joe Biden. And then you tell me that this dude has got it all together, okay? Here's Joe Biden. Apparently he believes that he can commune with his dead wife or something because I don't get what he's saying here.
I'd ride every day. I commuted every single day for 36 years as Vice President of the United States. After my wife and daughter were killed, I went home to see my family. Never stopped.
Every time I see Joe Biden, every time I hear him speak, I think to myself, the elites are just cruel. They're playing this real-life squid game, and I talked about squid game the other day. Elitists seem to me that they got together and they joked about their power. They were like, man, I am so powerful, I can cause famines on, continents. I'm more powerful than you. I can kill 50,000 people in a day. And they were bragging about how powerful they were. And then one of them said, I'm so powerful, I could get a certifiable moron who's brain dead. And I can tell you, I can let people know up front that he's that, and I can still get him elected. That's how I honestly believe that the situation with Joe Biden came about. Where do I start on this comment? I ride every day. I commute it every single day for 36 years as he almost says president, but he says vice president of the United States. Okay, so let's just stop there. First, he's 36 years he thinks he was vice president. Now, forget that if I played it again, you'd see it's a jumble sentence. It isn't even, pardon me, it's not even stopping to yet let you know where the pauses are so you could at least try to parse it. I ride every day. I commuted every single day for 36 years as vice president of the United States. After my wife and daughter were killed, I went home to see my family. Never stopped. What is that? Take a breath, bro. And I think what happens is Biden has to keep on talking or else he'll forget what he said. And then they brought me apple pie. And then the kids would play with my legs because I had hairy legs. And then, Corn Pop would try to hurt me. And then, what are you talking about, dog face pony soldier? I mean, it's just a rambling. So he's talking about riding Amtrak, folks, every day. And he says every single day. See, that's like an emphasis. He's telling you, I didn't skip a day. I rode every single day for 36 years on Amtrak. Wow, they must love him. That's an expensive amount of riding on Amtrak. He's too stupid not to use absolutes every single day. And as I said, the timeline, 36 years as vice president of the United States, he almost as president. He doesn't even know his role. Now, do I need to tell you guys there's a constitutional limit to the presidency? And Barack Obama, who picked this knucklehead to be his VP, he served his full term of 8 years, and Joe Biden thinks he served 36 years as president. That is 4.5 terms for those of you who want to do the math. I bet it might have felt like 4.5 terms to Obama, because you got to put up with Joe Biden. But moving on, when exactly did Joe Biden's first wife commit suicide? Well, before Captain Demento was VP. And let me give you the actual date. It was December 18th of 1972. That's when Biden's wife and daughter were tragically struck by a large truck while crossing an intersection. So what? This was decades before this hapless clown became vice president and, who knows, even started riding Amtrak. But while on Amtrak, Biden concocted a story where he blamed this truck driver for his wife's death, and he claimed that the truck driver was drunk. And the story, of course, has been completely debunked. Those of you who've listened to me talk about this subject, you know the truth. The truth is, Joe Biden's first wife tried to commit suicide, and she was going to take out all the kids. Not just the baby girl, but Beau and Hunter. After evaluating life with Joe, or death, his former wife chose death. Part of what Biden says, he says, I still go home to my family. I don't know, does he still think his first wife is alive? What did he say? It never stopped. It says, after my wife and daughter were killed, I went home to see my family. It never stopped. What a moron, man. Put this guy on the pasture.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a man guarding his home around the clock. Because he has 24/7 professional monitoring from SimpliSafe Home Security. With 24/7 professional monitoring, SimpliSafe keeps watch night and day. If there's trouble, SimpliSafe alerts him and will dispatch emergency help when needed. Get free shipping with the order of a new system at SimpliSafe.com today.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I know this is going to come as shocking news to you folks, especially you white folks, but Joe Biden's latest report card is out, and he didn't get good grades. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Yes, color this black man surprised. There's no grade less than an F, but if there were, Joe Biden would get it. Joey Demento is proving exactly what I've told you about him. He's a brain-dead moron. Democrats seem to be hopeful about a couple things. One, they seem to believe that they might be able to shore things up before midterms. Maybe things will get so bad that by the midterms, if they bring it back just a little bit, it'll be fine. It's like if gasoline's $8 a gallon and they can get it down to $5, everybody will be happy. They'll forget. Or they're putting a lot of faith in Dominion. Because there is nothing that bodes well for them for 2022
or 2024. And as I've told you many times on this very program, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, the Democrats can't win elections if they don't cheat. The Washington Examiner had an article, and I think it's referencing some other poll stuff, but that's where I read it. And John Zogby, who is one of the big pollsters, he gave Biden a D+. Oh, I thought it was a D-. Oh, sorry, it was a D+. They said, he wrote, "This week was about Biden, the victim, actually getting pounded by his own party. I am reminded of the sentiments of two historical figures. The first is the Greek philosopher Zeno, author of several paradoxes. The relevant one is his answer to the question of how far is the distance to the wall?" And you've heard about this. They call it the paradox of halves. If you measure by how far it is to the halfway point to the wall, the result is that you will never get to the wall. Think about that the next time the president or Democrat congressional leaders say that they are getting closer to a deal on spending. He goes on, he says, for Biden, the other relevant piece of history comes from former President Warren Harding, who, upon learning the extent of scandalous behavior by some members of his cabinet, said that others worry about their enemies. But for me, it's my friends. It's my blank, blank friends. Victims who only get halfway to the wall don't get high grades. Now, Zogby's talking about just the budget. Really? I mean, no offense, John Zogby, but is that all you got? Joe Biden doesn't get halfway to anything. He hasn't gotten halfway on vaccines. He hasn't gotten halfway on the farce of this whole Wu flu nonsense. He hasn't gotten halfway on immigration. He hasn't gotten halfway on the border issues. He hasn't gotten halfway on tax policy. He hasn't gotten halfway on vaccine mandate. He hasn't gotten halfway on China, Iran, trade. What? Supply chain. That's what you pick? His party, look, I'm going to tell you, the Democrat politicians by nature are ruthless to a fault, but they're weak. And I want you to understand that is a terrible combination, a horrible combination, because when you're really weak, but you're ruthless, because that's what it takes to be a politician. You are overreact. You are ready to do whatever it takes, man. You ever watch movies where people are backed into a wall and you think, no, you're not going to do this desperation move, but they do. Conservatives, you are not ruthless to a fault, and you are strong, and that's why we make the best leaders. But the problem is, we're not ruthless to a fault. I'm just telling you, you can't have that personality. I mean, it's a rare, let me put it this way. It is a rare combination where you can be ruthless to a fault, but you're not afraid. And so you don't overreact. You don't use that power for bad. There's a TV show called Queen of the South. And this girl that plays it, she's a cute little Hispanic chick. And she's going to be the biggest drug dealer. But she says, we're going to be different. We're going to be benevolent. You know, we're not going to be as ruthless as these people. We're going to use technology to do it. We're going to make sure that you can't get killed delivering your drugs. We're going to make sure money exchanges hands electronically. So we're going to take all this killing and make it unnecessary. And then we're going to build legal businesses and do things good with what we our ill-gotten gains. And she's trying to put this beautiful spin on being a dope dealer. And I got to tell you, I watched the series. She's doing a pretty good job. But she's a rare beast, and everybody along the way is going, you can't do that. You're going to become one of us. You can't. There's no way you can do this. And she's figuring out it is a balancing act between doing it and not doing it. And I'll give you a good example. Donald Trump, a guy who was ruthless. He's ruthless. But he's also confident. And when you say, well, you filed bankruptcy. Yeah, it was the rules. You let me do it. That's why I'm telling people how not to do it. I'm not going to let you get away with that anymore. I know the rules I played by. I was ruthless. I cut your knees off. But I'm not going to do that. Why? I'm confident. I'm confident I can tell you the truth about what's going on, and it'll be okay. But you know what happened? They took him out in a coup. Somebody who was more ruthless and afraid took him out. Anyway, let's go back to this next guy, Jed Babin. Writer, historian, whatever. He says, Biden's ugly new normal is so well established that the media are ignoring its principal elements. Now, he gets to the core of it, and here's what he says. The Americans who remain in Afghanistan, raging, hashtag Bidenflation, and the open border crisis that Biden created. He says, but there's plenty more going on that even the media don't ignore. Biden hinted that we would give Afghanistan, quote, humanitarian relief, which smells like possible ransom payments for trapped Americans. Now, I said this when it happened. He says, it was reported that General Milley and the Pentagon thought we could partner with the Taliban to help fight terrorism in Afghanistan. What are these clowns smoking? This is what this guy wrote, not me. I know it sounds like my language, doesn't it? Biden's infrastructure and Build Back Better spending bills are thankfully stuck in Congress. Democrats are fighting among themselves to keep their pet rocks from being tossed out to lighten the load in order to meet the limits imposed by Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema. Biden's political power is fading quickly, almost as fast as the U.S. economy. Economic experts, to the extent that the term isn't an oxymoron, are already saying we're at the beginning of a recession as bad as the one that started in 2008. Ask about China's test of nuclear-capable hypersonic missiles. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki said she wouldn't comment on them except to say that the United States welcomes the competition. He says her venture into humor extended to the supply chain problems that are threatening everything from Thanksgiving dinners to Christmas gift giving when she mocked the thought that people's deliveries of treadmills would be delayed. Just as funny was the news that Biden had killed yet another U.S. pipeline project costing hundreds of U.S. jobs. See, he's getting to the crux of it. Zogby, as much as he gave him a D plus, he gives him a D plus, you know. And I said at the beginning of this, is there not a grade lower than F? Can we give him a Z? This guy goes on, he says this. Just returned from months of parental leave. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg blamed the supply chain problems on the COVID-19 pandemic. Could the fact that his department is incompetent to deal with the problem be the cause? DOT is at least as competent as the rest of the Biden administration. And he gives him an F. If America still allowed real comedy, folks, Biden would be the butt of many jokes. No, I correct that. He would be the butt of almost every joke. He is a one-man wrecking crew of the military, the economy, capitalism, education, etc. He ignores major issues like the border, the economy, foreign policy, just as examples, but he will spend lots of time over minutia, demanding vaccines for diseases that don't kill, and allowing the LGBTQ to remake the military. Those are just examples. I could go on for hours over this stuff. So he gets a D plus and an F. What do you give him? Because I think an F is far too generous. Democrats have major problems on their hands, and Biden isn't going to solve them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.